cannot in any way be blamed on the present administration, but several of them can. And it would seem to us that processes and procedures should be in place so that union dues are correctly deducted. And I wish that were all. Switching from the financial area, enrollment management, there are also many things that seem strange to those of us in the trenches. Let me just mention one particularly egregious recent example. From spring until early August, on the CSU website was an incorrect calendar for the fall 2012 semester, so that a faculty member, such as me, who looked at the website in order to figure out when to schedule particular things on his or her syllabus, was misled that the finals were originally posted to be starting December 10th, and actually they started December 3rd. Fortunately, someone caught this in early August, and as the word began to trickle out, I called someone in enrollment management and said, could you please put out a general notice to the campus community, because everyone needs to know this, and that did happen. But it is mysterious to most of us why an incorrect calendar was allowed to stay on the CSU website for all those months. Whoever caught it in August, that's a good thing, but why could that person not have caught it earlier? Processes, procedures, systems to check on what people do so that if one person makes a mistake, it's not out there for the entire world to see. And by the way, I'm told that there's a department chair who's been complaining about that calendar since it was posted, but apparently no one paid the least attention. And that is rather sad. And I realize I've been with you for a long time now. Let me just briefly mention one final area, and that's computers. If you ask anyone who works on campus, our standard for computer compliance, and I don't mean faculty compliance, I mean whether the computers work or not, is rather low on this campus. For the last couple of days, even that rather low standard has not been attained. Not being able to get the internet. If you can get the internet, it winks out occasionally, or you can't get Cougar Connect or that sort of thing. Now, the bit about processes and procedures is that a predictable time in every term when computers will be extra slow is when grades are due. Amazing. Grades are due. Lots of people are accessing the computer system in order to file their grades. Wouldn't you think that that's the sort of thing that could be anticipated and therefore somehow dealt with by our IT department? Registration that takes place just prior to the beginning of a new semester. Heavy computer usage, slow computers. Beginning of the new semester, heavy computer usage, slow computers. Wouldn't you think that there could be some planning for that? So thank you for your attention, and I realize I've talked for a long time. My students would tell you I do the same, but we are just distressed, appalled, whatever you like, about the lack of systems, and we would like to see that changed. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm a student here at Chicago State, where I feel more can be done on the part of our president. As a transfer student, I sincerely regret my decision to attend Chicago State University. I come to say this because I was accepted to Roosevelt University, where I was offered a $4,000 scholarship toward $26,000 tuition. My decision calculus not to attend Roosevelt included the fact that CSU was half the cost. Yet CSU is an institution that professed there is no money to offer students automatic scholarships. So then I asked the question, why? And basically, in my research, I've come to realize that fundraising for the institution is a functional responsibility of the school president. So I directly hold Mr. Watson accountable for the lack of available resources to the students of CSU, and I'm here today to announce that I have no confidence in him as a president. And as, and the resolution I seek is for the board to hold Mr. Watson accountable for the primary functions at this at this state university. And also in my research, I looked up some other state universities to see what the presidents do as far as fundraising, and it looks like Northern Illinois University, their president raised $20 million in private gifts, along with $4.2 million in federal grants. And UIC president, Dr. Easter, he raised $2.25 billion. So we have a little trend that we've been doing. Dr. Watson is one of these, 0 for 3. I don't believe he's raised any funds to help the students here at Chicago State, and I'm asking the board to hold him accountable for such. Thank you.
Any other comments? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thanks. Properly moved and seconded.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.